if you're prepared. Surprise!
I've added a memo to your packets today that was not in the, what was sent out on Friday. I got them, the agenda item got put on too late for me to include it into the packet. A lot of it is reiterating reiterating the email that I sent that was going around last, the end of last week with the specifics. A couple of things we're looking at in the Public Works Department is, of course, we got a new school opening on Womack Road this August, and there's been some concern expressed about are we going to be ready traffic-wise to open it. In the big picture, it's going to be, there's a lot of things with traffic in that area because of the number of schools with the college, Dunwoody High School, Vanderlyn, and the new elementary school, that it's going to be a tough traffic situation, and until we get a feel of what the conditions are, it's going to be hard to address. Specifically, though, there are specifics that we are going to do to be ready for the new school to open. As I mentioned last week, I've been working with Tom Lambert, who heads the Transportation Committee for the new school, and Robert Birch at DHA, in communication with them on these. And the list of items that we're going to do, the city is going to do before the new school, before it opens, we're going to restripe Womack Road to add left turn lanes for the new school, and also to add crosswalks across Womack Road at the new school location. It's also going to include a left turn lane for a second entrance to the Georgia Perimeter College at the old OEC building. They're building a parking lot there during the summer and going to use that as a second entrance. So it should help relieve some of the turning traffic on Womack for the college as well. Along with the crosswalk, we might have to do a little bit of sidewalk work on the what would be the north side of Womack and Lakewood Woods Court, just to add a handicap ramp in there and a landing pad. Because there is continuous sidewalk in both directions on at least one side of the road, both going from the new school to Shambly Dunwoody and on the other side from the new school down to Tilly Mill, we're not planning on doing extensive sidewalk additions at this time, but just a little bit to make sure we have a safe and legal crossing there. And of course, the last thing is installing the school zone flashers at the school to lower the speed limit for school zone periods. And that's at the new school. I've done a rough cost estimate of these, and it's going to cost about $18,000 to do this work for the new school, which is not, we should be able to do that within the budgets we have this year. It's not a lot of work, but it's the minimum of what we have to do for the new school.
Thank you. Can I open it up for questions?
Yeah.
Let's start down here. What do you think?
I just one thing. Installing the flashers, at one time we talked about because of its proximity to Dunwoody High School, maybe, and then, you know, you came up with the legalities of that. Can you explain that we can't have that all as one and also maybe it wouldn't be as effective?
One of the things is more the effectiveness. There is, the school zones legally can only be so much distance from the property, end of property of the school. I haven't done the exact calculation, but the distance from the end of the property of elementary school to the beginning of property at Dunwoody High School may be such that it's too far that they can't overlap. The other issue that was brought up, that for just enforcement, reinforcement of the school zones, even if there's a short gap between them, it might be a good idea to have a second set of flashers in each direction just to kind of reinforce that you're in a school zone so that we don't have the ones. Otherwise, you'd have the ones before Vermac if you're coming towards Tilly Mill, and then you wouldn't have another one in front of the elementary school, which could be a, people might forget they're still in the school zone if you had it all as one school.
Okay. And just one other quick question there. The cost, is Warren, do we have that in the budget somewhere under this? I know one time we were talking about a larger number than that.
School improvements? Yes.
Yes, there's a $300,000 capital item that is not specified for any particular project, and it would be likely that we would take the funds out of that account.
All right. Danny?
I've got a couple of questions about the new school.
Yes.
And the crosswalks on the new school. Where do you plan to install the crosswalk? Is it going to be on the eastern side of the exit from the school or the western side towards Dunwoody High School?
Right now, we're looking because so that we don't interfere with the traffic turning right into the school and left out of the school, which will be one of the main traffic flows. We're considering the likely spot on the eastern side of the school, that school driveway, not the bus driveway, which is the furthest east driveway, but the driveway closest to the high school. We haven't done the detailed plans yet. The other reason for doing that is because of the desal lane that's there. Right. Putting it on the eastern side would be a shorter crossing of Womack. You'll just have to cross the three lanes that will be striped in on Womack, not the four lanes of the three lanes plus the desal lane. So it would be a shorter crossing.
Whenever you get that plan drawn up, would you copy me and Robin Birch on that?
Yeah, it will go through everyone before we issue it out for construction. It will be made public for review.
I would like to also encourage you to put at those cross lanes on all the schools, the $150 sign that you put in the middle of that.
That is also, I have put that in. There's additional stuff on the other schools in this memo, and that's one of the issues we're addressing is evaluating all the crossings and putting those signs in pavement, stop the pedestrian signs at all the crossings is one of the initiatives we're going to be looking at this summer. It seems to be the feedback we've got from the one we put into Mount Vernon has been very positive from the school walkers and the parents of the school, the kids that walk to school. So it's a relative, at $150 each, it's a relatively low-cost item that can be very effective.
Sure. I think as a final comment, I'd like to see each one of the schools, particularly since we've had two accidents involving kids over the past 2-3 weeks, not necessarily just because of schools, but if it involved kids in our streets. I'd like to see from that $300,000 slush fund that we have set aside without any specifics, I'd like to see some funds set aside there for each one of these schools to have the radar signs installed at those schools.
And that's going to be a work session item as well I put on the agenda.
Yeah, we're evaluating that. We're working with Mayor and Council Warren to evaluate that right now.
Robert?
Sure, I'm good.
John?
A couple issues. The turn lane coming out of the school, I believe the land had to be shaved down in order to make sure that the visibility looking west.
West. Right.
Hasn't been done yet. It hasn't been done yet, and I guess we're working with the school district to assure that the visibility, their vision lines will be correct.
Yeah, and some of that's with the school and with Robert. I don't know if Robert's here. That was going to be part of the landscape plan that Robin was coordinating with the school to do as part of that.
I can report a little bit on that. It's going to require taking down hedge as well as shaving off the top of that mound. I've been working with her on the landscape plan myself.
As far as the crosswalks, I understand that there's a possibility of a crossing guard for the first week or two, but there will be no crossing guard on Womack Road. And that concerns me in the sense that it's a major thoroughfare for Dunwoody, but yet there's no crossing guard scheduled. Is there a person that we're talking to about that to see if that's the case or not?
I'll defer to Chief Finance Officer in this area.
We've been in touch with DeKalb County, and they are taking that under consideration right now, doing evaluations to decide if they're going to put a full-time crossing guard there or not. Certainly, I think it warrants that with the traffic.
I was at a meeting also with Pat Pope where she talked about the transportation plan and the fact that children outside of a mile and a half will be walking. My neighborhood is right on the cusp of a mile and a half, and there's going to be students coming from the corner of North Peachtree and Peeler walking all the way to the new school, crossing several major intersections, all of which will not, from what I understand, have any crossing guards whatsoever. And I was told that she alluded at the fact that if there are no crossing guards, that they may be eligible for the bus. Can we check to see that if there's no crossing guards at Peeler, crossing Tilly Mill, that there are buses available for the students where there are no crossing guards available? Has that been in any conversations, or do we need to start that conversation now?
I don't think we need to start it.
Okay.
And some of this, John, I mean, as I'm watching all, so many of us get involved, so many of y'all, and right. Done a great job, but I wonder, where's the delineation between the city can't do everything,
right,
and the DeKalb County school system? Where does that start and stop? And then also, with being a new school, I just don't have an active PTA necessarily up and running, but I think some of these things may be targeted toward the parents of the school children there to really, if there's no crossing guard, well, by God, I'll be screaming as a parent loud, and I know there'll be another 750 right behind me, so.
Right.
If you look at the crossing guards that have been forming at Vanderbilt and Austin in particular, they were primarily honor students in the fourth and fifth grade. Those kids are not going to be at those schools any longer. It's going to only go through the third grade. And you have more third graders out there.
Those schools have...
They have adult crossing guards. They have salaried adult crossing guards.
Those people are just assistants.
They're just section control.
And then I have one more question, if I could, just to finish up, since I have Chief available. I noticed that school registration for Georgia Perimeter College is happening the exact same week as the first week of school in DeKalb County, which if you've been here and done with it the last couple of years, you know that that is a perfect storm waiting to happen. The intersection of Tilley Mill, North Peachtree Road, Womack will be tied in a mile in every direction. And I'm hopeful that for the first week of school, when that registration is happening, that we can possibly have some traffic enforcement or traffic control at the major intersections where the traffic's going to tie up. I just want to let you know that I've checked the calendars. They're all overlaying, and we need to prepare for it. Because if we don't, the first week of school is going to be a nightmare. Thank you.
Any other? We'll go back. Danny, yes.
I just want to clarify one thing again. There was only really one accident over there, and it happened in Redfield. I called the people over there, and I talked to the folks there, and in fact, I talked to Paige also. The other lady that wrote the email, it sounded like her daughter was hit, a third grader. She was not hit at all. She just fell off her bicycle. So there was really one accident, and that was the seventh grade boy that darted out from the car.
All right, any other questions for our chief? Richard, thank you guys for that.
I will mention, I had a meeting with the president of the Georgia Perimeter College to discuss a little bit about the traffic situation and a little bit about their two entrances they're going to have as opposed to one that they have now. And one of the things that they're trying to do is have school start earlier so they don't have the rush there, say, for 8 o'clock or whatever. So they've got classes, I think, starting at 6:30. To try to alleviate some of the traffic situation, at least pull some of the traffic off earlier.
All right, thank you guys very much. All right, we're moving into our public